love games. I'm still good at them. That's what I'm amazed by.
Like, I'm sneak pitching?
Yeah, you watch that?
What was he thinking?
I don't know. Did he honestly think that I didn't know he was there? Oh. He must be gone now.
This is the All Range Well Podcast, 119.
Wow.
Whoa.
My name's Joe.
I'm TJ.
I am Dan.
I'm Chad.
You didn't hear that, because Kyle's 50 feet away from the microphone.
Hey.
Sure, hey, buddy. Listen. Yeah, I'll do that for you. Yeah, it's kind of like a Phoebe joke. Mm. Okay, so we decided we were going to talk about the top 10 movies of the last 10 years.
And Dustin. That was on purpose. Just so you know.
All right, forget it. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna talk about the best 10 movies of the last 10 years. So I was like, that'd be fun to talk about. TJ, let's talk about it. And he said he loved it. I was so happy.
Then he hit up Facebook.
And then, yeah.
I really liked the idea. I was like, that's good.
People jumped on that. I was surprised.
Yeah. I was surprised.
I was.
I don't think there was a single person in there that didn't put a movie from, like, 96. Like, every asshole had fucking Pulp Fiction on it. It's like... No, dummy. 10 years. Fucking people. Stupid idiots read. Appreciate the feedback, though.
Yeah, but, so the idea was...
People will probably listen.
The idea was, hey, let's throw out for feedback, like, preemptively, right? That way, we don't have to wait a fucking week to talk about it. So anyway, I threw it out there... And just, like, everyone who commented, sorry, guys, you were the subject of, like, a data mining experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I would tag that person. They would leave a comment. I would tag that person's name in the reply. So, oh, funny you say that, Sonny Ryan. That is a good one. Yeah. And then when I do that, when I mention you, now all your boys see it.
My boys, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So every time I mention a name, I unlock access to all y'all's Facebookses.
Don't cut this part out.
No, it's funny. I actually really appreciate all the fucking recommendations.
Thanks, really guys.
Do. Yep.
But yeah, it was a success. I hope you enjoyed it.
We all got to bring this
up. Talk to us on Facebook.
Pulp Fiction doesn't count.
What's that carpet, Roly?
What the fuck, Roly Poly Moly?
Are you Doug? Look how much pepperoni is underneath your chair.
That's the cat.
So anyway, we got a lot of good recommendations, but now it's time to go into what our actual top 10 movies of the last 10 years.
I didn't agree with a lot of people's.
I didn't agree with them either. Let's go through some. Oh, why don't you tell me about it, Dan?
Shining was good.
Okay.
No, I'm not going in.
Yeah, some color commentary here. Best picture winners from the last 10 years. Do you want to go most recently? Whatever, doesn't matter. Crash, The Departed, No Country for Old Men, Slumdog Millionaire, The Hurt Locker, The King's Speech.
Three bad in a row.
The Artist.
Four.
Argo.
Five.
Ooh. 12 Years a Slave.
Oh. Six.
And Birdman.
All right, six. 6 years running.
Yeah. So that's what the Academy thinks the best pick. Well, not necessarily. I mean, whatever. But that's what won Best Picture last 10 years. IMDb, top rated movies. In the last 10 years, Django Unchained, Inside Out.
Ooh.
The Lives of Others, which I've never heard of at all.
Who is it?
The Prestige, The Departed, Whiplash, The Intouchables, Interstellar, Inception, and Dark Knight. Look at that. Top three.
Chris Nolan, baby.
Yeah.
He doesn't take to three spots.
Yeah. I found the Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes top 10 too, but I think this is getting boring, so.
No, it's fine. Go on. I'm interested to hear.
Really?
Who rates on IMDb? Just like IMDb users?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Who else would rate?
Well, I thought it was like fucking.
Like it takes like Metacritic
a,
type
like
thing.
Like a guild or something like that?
It must be like Metacritic.
Well,
there's no way some guy's just like, it's a one. I don't like Matthew McConaughey's face.
But Metacritic probably takes IMDb's and throws it into the algorithm.
Right.
Into the fucking wheel.
Matthew McConaughey once acted in a movie.
Anyway, like Before Midnight is 10. A Separation, I'm just going to fly through these. Zero Dark Thirty, Social Network, Gravity, Ratatouille, which ain't that great.
Ratatouille.
Have you seen it? Because
that's what
kids.
I'm talking about. Yeah, I've seen it so many times.
Ratatouille.
4 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days, another movie never heard of. Pan's Labyrinth, which is pretty good.
No, it isn't. Yep.
That was in 10 years.
Anomalisa and Boyhood. A 100 fucking score. 100.
Boyhood?
I ain't seen the movie.
I've seen it. It ain't that good.
You know what? They recorded over 18 years? 12.
12.
No.
Doesn't count. Started recording in 2003.
Yeah, it was... No, he was...
It's
like
a 1996 movie.
Started filming in 96, okay. Doesn't count.
Can't watch it.
That's good. That's interesting. I never heard that before.
Release date.
And Rotten Tomatoes, Mr. Turner, Before Midnight, Man on Wire, The Hurt Locker,
Man
The Wrestler.
Wire?
Seen it.
Yeah, it's a documentary.
I know what it is.
Movie's bad.
It's a documentary. Up, Selma, Toy Story 3. Boyhood again, number 2 on Rotten Tomatoes, and number 1 on Rotten Tomatoes, Inside Out, which came out this year.
Damn.
Need to see it.
Up is not as good as you say, or anyone says.
What the fuck's going on here? First 5 minutes of Up, the saddest.
Yeah, that's good. I don't like the bird a lot.
There's a lot of
I don't like the bird. So let's just go into our personal top tens, I guess.
Let's
do
games.
It.
Joe
and Dan.
Sorry.
I'm not going to go first, but I'll go second.
Right.
And just go through your
I'll
list.
Go first. Yeah. I'm going to count them down from 10 to 1.
What can I have done with my phone?
I don't know. Do you want me to text it?
Yeah, it's right here. No fucking way, Kyle.
Sweet.
You done smoking weed?
Chad, it's right here.
He got them weed eyes.
Chad, it's right here.
I'll go 1 first.
Okay, I'm going 10 to 1.
Yeah.
All right. These, I don't know. They're not in perfect
order. I'm not going to find a good order, but yeah.
Order is too hard with movies.
I agree, and my list is pretty fucked up because of it.
Okay, 10, Interstellar, which is... 10? Come on, that's a great movie. It could be better than 10.
Wow.
9.
Okay.
Inception. 8, The Prestige. I've only seen it once, and it was with you, and it was an amazing night.
It was good.
I had a lot of fun that night.
I remember it based on night.
Night.
It was a good movie.
7, Departed. Amazing. 6, Shutter Island. These are just all Leo movies.
Also, you're missing Wolf.
Oh, you got it. 5 is Gone Girl.
Nice.
4 is Django. 3, Life of Pi.
And yeah!
I did like it that much. 2 is Mad Max, Kyle. Okay.
Sorry. Mad Max?
Yeah.
It's so good.
2! And 1?
Dang.
1 is Wolf of Wall Street.
Wow, Wolf of
Holy
Wall Street.
Shit.
Best movie.
I could watch that movie. It doesn't matter what time of day it is, what day of the week. I'm in the mood for it. You can put it on and watch it.
Yeah. I feel like I know the end, so now I don't want to rewatch it, but there's 2.5 hours before it even deals with how it's going to end.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
Of comedy.
It's an enjoyable
like
ride.
Fucking Jonah Hill.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Just
can I go?
Yeah.
Can I go too?
Oh, I thought I was going to go second. Right. You know, you go, Chad.
Me go?
Yeah.
Me go.
All right.
I'm just, I have no order to this. This is just what's happening in my eyes real quick. Whichever one I look at is going to be number 10. number 10, Unexpected Journey.
Wow.
Get it out of the way. Number 9.
So is that a pity vote? Like, you just want it on there, so...
I loved it. At 10. I did love that movie.
Is that...
Just from being...
That's not...
Back in Hobbiton. It's the first... That's all it was.
Hobbit? The first one?
You call it Hobbit Town?
Hobbiton.
I swear... Okay.
He just put the worst movie...
As his number 10.
As his number 10.
There's only 9 better than that in Chad's eyes.
Come on.
That was one of the best...
That movie sucked, my
theater
dude.
Experiences I've had in the past 10
years.
I wanted
to leave.
All right, go on. Sorry. All right. Sorry to interrupt.
Casino Royale. Loved it.
It's pretty good.
I'm really happy with that. I'm really happy that I'm not the only one who thought, like, this is one of the best movies of the last 10 years. Casino Royale.
I almost put it on.
I'm going to say Social Network. A
little overrated, but yeah, it's good.
I don't even know. Fuck, what am I at? 7?
I don't know.
Just count them.
Number 7.
Just say them.
Gravity. Number 6, Whiplash. Let's say.
Loves it.
Number 5, Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Number 4, that's crazy. Interstellar. Number 3.
It's gonna run out.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's like running out of batteries.
I'll say go.
I'd say go.
New batteries.
Maybe not. Ghost Protocol.
Loved it. It's not good.
Number 2, Dark Knight. Number 1, Toy Story 3.
Source Code, not on the list.
I love Source Code.
I do love Source Code.
Toy Story 3.
Don't.
Toy Story 3 is your Toad number story. One movie?
Toad Story 3.
That's crazy. TJ, what? Do you want to go or me?
I don't want to go at all.
Alright, so listen.
I ain't doing it.
My list, I don't want to do it.
You just did. That sounded painful.
It was really bad.
I had a bunch of movies that I was like thinking of, but then like they'd be too similar or like, I don't know. I didn't want the same kind of movie or the same director showing up twice on my top 10.
Sure.
So by putting one on the list, it's eliminated others, like automatically.
It almost included
well,
attention.
Well, I put the movies that I like.
Yeah. So alright, I'm going through it. Buddy, I'm going through it.
I just did my list.
Okay, the runner-ups that don't even make the top 15. What
games do I like?
Birdman, Casino Royale, Prisoners, The Fighter, There Will Be Blood, and Children of Men.
Whoa. You like The Fighter?
Fighter was bad.
it's a runner-up.
Or wait. Prisoners was so bad.
Wow. Those are
Children
runner-ups.
Of Men?
Children of Men.
Children
of Men,
runner-up.
Children of Men should have been in the top 10.
No, I don't think so.
Did you like it?
It's okay.
I honestly think like the first like hour... And 20 minutes is really, like, flat.
It's a little overrated.
It's overrated.
Children of Men?
Yeah.
Just that one scene.
My first HD DVD, baby.
That's why, yeah. It's got fucking nostalgic.
It was a first for me. I'll always love it.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You and Doug slept over, and we fucking drank booze and watched that movie?
Drank booze?
On my 32-inch high-definition 720p sharp Aquamos.
Is that what we watched?
You don't remember that?
I do remember it. I do.
Well, 720p was like the highest resolution at one point, correct?
Yeah, and then
480
PlayStation 3 came out.
Was the highest at one point?
480?
Well,
720
this TV was
amazing. What the fuck is the difference between I and P?
Progressive scan and interlaced.
Okay, what is interlaced?
Interlaced is there's tiny...
Lanced.
It's one of the two. Tiny black lines in between each line of color. You can't even see them,
and
but...
They fill in
and
like
then,
this.
Yeah.
Is that why when you...
Progressive scan fills in the black lines with more color. So it's sharper.
I got you.
Anyway, let me finish my list. This is why it's gonna take too long.
Is inferior. That's all you need to know.
That's all right.
No, we learned some shit.
Okay.
Interlanced is
interlaced. They're interlanced.
Lance,
my buddy Lance told me.
My buddy Lance.
told me that I.
Okay, here's where it starts getting weird. So, number 15 is How to Train Your Dragon.
It's good.
And that immediately says, you know, immediately disqualified. Up. Wall-E and Fantastic Mr. Fox, they're all like kids movies, and that's the best one. How to Train Dragon.
I love that movie.
Look out.
I have it. It's right there.
Number 14, The Other Guys.
You bought it.
Comedy.
It's not that good.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yep.
I like that one.
Immediately
Everybody
qualifies.
Likes it. I don't get it.
It's so good.
It is pretty funny.
Okay, Step Brothers is out and Wanderlust is out because of it.
Did The Hangover come out in the last 10 years?
Yep.
Fuck.
Yeah.
2009.
I'm not even through. Okay, 13 Watchmen. These are still technically runner-ups. 13 Watchmen beats out Guardians of the Galaxy and the Avengers.
That's a mistake.
12 Gone Girl beats out Zodiac and Social Network.
That's true.
So they're both eliminated from contention. But Zodiac, is that the movie you were talking about from 2007? No. Yeah, that was the one I was talking about. It's fucking awesome. But it's
Jake
like
the one with Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's bad. I have it on DVD. Saw it twice. Not good.
That's number 11, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. That takes out Zombieland. Zombieland no longer in contention, but it's one of the best movies of the last 10 years.
No, it's bad.
Okay, here we go.
I got a DVD watched twice. It's still bad.
All right. Okay, here's the actual 10. Number 10, Star Trek.
Mm-mm.
Avatar no longer in automatically as well.
Oh, there's beer coming out of my nose.
Number 9, Inside Llewyn Davis.
That movie's even worse.
No Country for Old Men eliminated from contention.
Because it's a Coen Brothers?
Yeah, because it's Coen Brothers. Oh, I didn't want two of the Coen Brothers movies on there.
Spit, number eight, beer coming out of all of the holes in my face.
Dan, number 8, Noah.
No!
Immediately eliminates The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug, and Pan's Labyrinth from contention.
I'm sorry if I spit on you, TJ.
They're all fantasy and Noah's
Pan's
the best one.
Pan's Labyrinth?
Pan's?
You never what seen year it? Was that?
Dan's Labyrinth?
Pan's Labyrinth is horror.
And it's bad movie.
Buddy, it's fine. It's fantasy. It's fantasy.
And it's horrible.
That's a scary ass movie.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not a horror movie, also, you asshole.
It is. It's a fucking scary ass movie.
It's an adventure movie.
Eye hands.
That's horrifying. That gunshot, the gunshot to the face, at the beginning of the movie. It's so like gruesome.
All right.
I didn't see it.
It's like a horror movie.
Okay, Noah. Number 8. Number 7. Inception. So Long, Interstellar, The Prestige, and The Dark Knight. No longer in contention there.
Dark Knight number 2. It's got to be.
Number 6, Mad Max Fury Road. Attack the Block.
Where's that?
Can't happen. Number 5, Life of Pi. Is it boring to say the ones that were eliminated by it?
Yep.
I want to hear how you.
We're going to hear them on the
related
list.
Related them.
Gravity and All Is Lost.
It's obvious.
They're all survival movies. Life of Pi's the best one. Lone Survivor. Number 4, Moneyball. Just simple as that. Number 3.
Class of its own.
Number 3, Shutter. Yeah, thank you, TJ. Moneyball, it's perfect. It's the best procedural.
I feel like it's weird.
Of anything ever.
Number 2?
Oh,
number three, Shutter Island.
Sorry.
Look
so, The Departed and Wolf of Wall Street, no longer possible.
Because they're Leo movies?
No, because they're
Scorsese?
That's crazy that they're both Leo and Scorsese movies, all three of them. Yeah. But yeah, they're because of the director, Martin Scorsese. Because Leo's on my list somewhere else, isn't he? Oh, no, he's not.
Inception.
Number 2, Prometheus. So Long, District 9, and Moon. In the sci-fi category.
You failed that one.
Number 1, Inglourious Bastards.
Number 1.
Bastards
is
your
favorite.
It's the best movie of the last 10 years. Yeah, and, yeah, that. Favorite. Like, a slow combination of Earth. A combination of both.
Huh.
But Django Unchained, no longer possible on my list.
Django was not...
No, it wasn't. It was but it was terrifying. In contention. Inglourious Bastards
is Django was not good?
I mean, it was good, but it was absolutely terrifying. I don't like it.
I love that movie.
Okay, so TJ, you're up.
I was uncomfortable.
Or are we
during
done?
The, like, the
I think we're done.
Fight. All right.
I would have to do it off the cuff, and my shit's in there. Let's just do it.
Let's go.
Do you want to do the Battle Royale?
Yeah. Whatever, man.
All
right. What's the alternative right at this point?
Just move on. How long has it been?
You wanted to
do Let's do the battle. Let's do the battle.
This is the main event.
You prepared for this.
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah, I guess I put everything together. All right, they're in random order then.
All right, let's just
quick vote.
Say our shit. If it gets beat, we got 5 of us. We'll vote it out.
I feel like this is
Oh, I have no horse. I have no horse. I've said my top 10.
Yeah, right.
I just
think this is
good. Yeah.
Cool.
I'll still argue for
the sake of arguing.
Okay.
We'll try to be mindful of excessive arguing.
We might even edit out one or two rounds just to keep it not boring. All right, so here we go into the first round. They're in random order. Inside Llewyn Davis versus Days of Future Past.
I haven't seen either of them.
I would say...
So I'm out.
Days of Future Past.
I would say Days of Future Past.
Okay. Skyfall, Avatar.
Oh, Avatar, absolutely.
Yeah, agreed.
Boyhood.
Skyfall's very good, though.
Might Boyhood, Unexpected Journey. Oh, I'm going to run through these, because I don't think it's going to be entertaining to go through.
Boyhood for me.
I didn't see Boyhood, so Journey.
I didn't see Boyhood. Declined to vote.
Boyhood.
Nice, Boyhood win.
Wow, Moon versus Watchmen.
Watchmen all the way. Watchmen.
Moon.
Yeah, Watchmen.
Really?
No.
You don't like Watchmen? I love it.
I've never seen it at all.
Birdman versus Wanderlust.
That cracks top 3.
Birdman.
Birdman.
Don't know what the other one is.
Wonder what?
Noah versus 300. Noah.
300.
Some of these
300 came out in like
so
2004.
It doesn't make sense.
Pan's Labyrinth, Casino Royale. I'll say Casino Royale. Benjamin Button versus Prisoners.
Benjamin Button.
Prisoners.
Button. Oh,
Button. Nice win, Chad.
Button sucks.
Button's Wally good. Versus Children of Men.
Wally. Children of Men.
They're Wally. They're both fucking apocalypse movies.
Wait, that's 2-2.
Nice.
No, I said Wally.
You said Zombieland versus Up.
Zombieland.
Zombieland.
Shit.
Zombieland sucks.
But Cal.
I like Zombieland.
To the stone.
Donkey Kong sucks.
Yeah, Kyle.
Oh, it's Up for sure.
Wow. District 9, There Will Be Blood.
District 9.
District 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gone Girl, Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, this is Wall hard Street. For me. But
Wolf of Wall Gone Street. Girl was one of the worst.
Gone Girl, that's two. Right?
Wolf of Wall Street for me.
Wow, Gravity versus The Social Network. Oh, I don't know why I was surprised though.
GVD.
Gravity.
Guardians of the Galaxy versus The Prestige.
Prestige.
The Prestige.
Prestige.
The Other Guys, super bad. The Other Guys is funnier.
You didn't
super
it.
Bad.
Super did you?
Bad. Yeah,
super bad.
Super bad.
Inglourious Basterds versus Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
Easy peasy.
Which one?
You guess. Inglourious Basterds?
Oh, come on. Basties. Smaug soaked.
I didn't much care.
Really. Inception versus The Fighter.
Inception.
Yeah. The Departed versus Interstellar.
Interstellar.
Departed. I'm the only one, but The Departed.
Ooh.
See him fucking go to sun.
What? Departed was unbelievable.
The Departed. I'm voting for The Departed.
See that?
I'm going Stellar.
Interstellar.
Kyle.
Departed.
No!
Interstellar is one of my... Departed is one of my favorite
Departed
movies.
Is one of the best movies of all time.
Emily voted for Departed, too.
The Dark Knight, V for Vendetta, which didn't come out.
Dark Knight.
V for Vendetta.
I don't know. You guys need to rewatch
yourself. It's good.
V for Vendetta is amazing.
But I like Dark Knight. Dark Knight was crazy good.
Life of Pi versus The Avengers.
Life of Pi.
Pie.
All is Lost versus Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Lost.
Fuck all y'all. Goddamn, I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now you just went and saw Bert. You was down with the AK. And now I see you on a video with Mitchell Lake looking like straight bozos. I saw it coming, that's why I went solo. And kept on stomping. While y'all motherfuckers moved straight out of Compton. Living with the whites, one big house, and not another nigga in sight. I started off with too much cargo, dropped four niggas, now I'm making all the dough. White man just fooling. The niggas with attitudes, who you fooling? Y'all niggas just phony. I put that on my mama and my dead homies. Yellow boys on your team, so you're losing. Hey yo, Dre, stick to producing. Calling me Arnold, but you been a dick. Eazy-E saw your ass and went in it quick. You got jealous when I got my own company. But I'm a man, and ain't nobody helping me. Trying to sound like American most. You can yell all day, but you don't come close. Cause you know I'm the one that flow. You done ran 100 miles, but you still got one to go. With the L-E-N-C-H-M-O-B, and y'all disgrace to CPT. Cause you're getting fucked out your green by white boy. With no Vaseline.
I don't get the pizza just yet. Shutter Island.
I'm still talking about games after this.
Shutter Island.
Leo is kicking ass right now.
She's like...
She got three.
Oh, shit.
Prometheus versus 127 hours.
Prometheus.
Meath.
Edge of Tomorrow
versus... Are you on autopilot right now?
Edge of Tomorrow versus Toy Story 2.
Edge of Tomorrow...
Three.
Beats my picks every time. That's why. It's okay.
Watchmen versus round Casino four. Royale.
This is round four?
Royale. Yeah.
Watchmen.
It's gonna go quick now.
Watchmen or Casino Royale?
Watchmen.
Wolf
of Wall Street and Glorious Bastards.
Let's take Kyle in on the
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf.
Yes, Wolf of Wall Street. Two votes.
Wait, against Inglourious Bastards?
Yeah.
Wolf. I'm sorry, Wolf against Inglourious Bastards?
Yeah.
Inglourious Bastards.
Okay, Kyle.
Wolf of Wall Street on that one.
Wow! Wolf of Wall Street.
You pony dogs?
You're a fucking pony dog. Okay, well, here we go again. Departed versus Shutter Island. Come
Departed.
On. Both Scorsese movies.
Departed.
One is clearly better than the other.
Yeah, Departed.
Shutter Island.
Departed.
Departed is better than Shutter Island.
Departed.
Departed?
I fucking hate you guys.
Kyle just nods.
Do you know it?
Departed. Prometheus versus Toy Story 3.
Prometheus?
Prometheus. I still say Toy Story.
What?
I'm just waiting for Toy Story
I don't
to
like
die.
Prometheus.
Prometheus.
Yeah.
Kyle's fucking swing vote is the key. As long as you get two votes and Kyle on your side.
Guys, this is
he's always consistent.
I love this right here.
Yeah, but he's going to have to vote one or the other pretty soon.
Have I been consistent? What does that mean? Like, just like my vote is.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, your vote always decides it. I've got consistently. Yeah, it does. It every works. Single time. It always every does.
All right, round five.
We're pretty close to being done.
Top four?
I think so.
Next week when I'm off, I want to bring my console and play.
Four. Watchmen, Wolf of Wall Street.
This is hard.
Wolf. Watchmen so.
Vote for sci-fi.
Wolf.
Watchmen.
Wolf.
I didn't even, Manhattan. I did it.
Wolf of Wall Street is your number one.
I know, do it! I forgot about Watchmen. And Watchmen is amazing.
Is it a split?
What's one more body on the foundation?
I like Watchmen that much more. That's hard for me because Wolf of Wall Street was my number one.
So it's Watchmen.
Yeah!
Yes. Wow.
As much as I love Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, I love Wolf of Wall Street.
I don't care about any of those movies.
The Departed versus Prometheus.
Departed, easy.
Prometheus.
I voted for The Departed for one round.
Departed always wins.
Did it really win?
Yeah.
Not up against anything, it's won. Consistently. I mean, every other movie that's still in here is one.
Okay, we're on the final movie then.
Round six.
It's The Departed versus Watchmen.
Oh, for number one?
That's weird.
That's really dumb. Weird.
I hate Departed. It's easy Watchmen pick for me.
Watchmen is wait a minute. We can, what?
Watchmen, third and fourth. Watchmen right? Might be better than Departed. It is better than Departed.
It is.
When put down to those two movies, Departed's better than Watchmen.
No.
But I don't want Departed to be my number one fucking choice.
But that doesn't mean it's the number one.
I think it's better than Watchmen.
Don't we usually take it at this time when there's four and then fight the two winners and fight the two losers?
What?
No, we take third and fourth and fight them against each other. So who just lost the last two rounds?
What?
Who just lost?
I've been losing consistently.
Oh, fuck. Prometheus versus...
A split second later, it would have been fine.
Prometheus.
There's beer in my nostrils.
No, we had... here, I'll make it easier. We had Watchmen.
Ah, oh, fuck, that hurt.
I can't wait to go press the buttons on my new PS4. No,
Watchmen versus Wolf of Wall Street. Boring. Watchmen won.
What are you going to play?
And then we had Departed versus Prometheus. You love and it. Departed won.
So Prometheus versus Wolf of Wall Street.
I can't play tonight.
For number three.
I can't play tomorrow.
Okay, you got this, right? It's in your head. It makes sense.
Monday. Prometheus versus Wolf of Wall Street for number three.
Wolf.
Those are both not that good.
I also Wolf.
I'll say Wolf of Wall Street.
I decline to vote anyways.
Okay, so
Prometheus at number four, Wolf of Wall Street number three. Number two, we don't know.
What?
Departed versus Watchmen.
Departed's number two.
I'm voting Watchmen.
Departed.
Watchmen is number one?
Yep.
Watchmen's
Dan number and I are aligned.
There you go.
Watchmen? You all three of you voted
for
Watchmen?
For the win!
I voted Departed.
Departed versus Watchmen? That's what you guys are...
We're putting it on Kyle?
I'm on... Wait. What is the votes?
Watchmen. Watchmen.
Doesn't matter.
Departed.
Doesn't matter.
Watchmen.
Watchmen wins.
So Watchmen's one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Departed's two.
Yeah. I don't want my name on any of this.
Departed 2? What's 3?
Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Prometheus?
Yeah.
No,
it was Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
It was Wolf.
So what does that make 4?
Prometheus.
Prometheus, and then what's 5?
Well, I have to vote for 5 if you really want to go that far.
Out of who?
Out of wood.
Out of the round 8ers.
Leaf wine.
It's hard. You gotta have a whole bracketing system.
Oh, Inglourious Bastards?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Inglourious Bastards is better than any of those movies. But we look at it now.
Okay, so they all range in the top 5 of movies of the last 10 years. Oh, I just got boogers on my computer.
Inglourious Bastards is better
number
than
number 5, Inglourious Bastards. Number 4.
Our system makes sense.
Number 4, Prometheus. Number 3, Wolf of Wall Street. Number 2, The Departed. Number 1, Watchmen. Happy with that list. I love these battle royales.
We're all winners.
They make perfect sense. Anyway,
I don't have
now
a single
I'm
movie in there. Well, Inglourious Bastards.
Yep. All right, more coming up. Well, the rain exploded with a mighty crash as we fell into the sun. And the first one said to the second one there, I hope you're having fun. Band on the run. Band on the run. Oh my God, this pizza is so good, right?
One, it's two.
Buy us the next round of pizza.
One, two, nay.
Yep.
No, one of these two. They've never bought us pizza.
Close it. I paid for half. Right.
When?
When I puked it.
Well, I wasn't there.
I bought pizza before.
Was that one time?
Did you?
I think you did.
Did you really?
I feel like I might have.
Sounds like something I might have done.
I've done it a few times.
You probably I mean, it doesn't that. Sound like something I
might have done. No, you have it. I already have one.
It's all for you.
Mace Bonus?
Yeah, that's all for you, buddy.
All right, Stan.
What?
All right, Destiny.
Hold on. Are you talking about games right now? Are we talking about games?
Yeah,
we're talking about
games. Console Wars, you fat motherfucking...
Star Fox Zero delayed to 2016.
Yeah. Told ya. Told ya. Set it on air.
Did you?
Yep.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
What's going on with those guys, eh? Like, that, they're in an interesting spot.
No.
A whole new, like, structure, company structure.
They're not in an interesting spot. They're in a bad spot.
Well, they have a new president.
Yeah, who is he? Really, though. That worked in two ways.
My first question is...
As a question and as a statement.
That is both his name and the question of what his name is. Fuck. It's the answer to the question. Who is he? He's a who is he.
It's the question and the answer at the same time.
Anyway... Yeah, I think they're doing all right. I mean, fucking Pokemon Go and Mario Maker are like the two best game ideas of all time.
What the fuck is Pokemon Go? Can somebody tell me what it is?
Oh, you look through your phone and there's a Pokemon in that field, and you go over there and go,
is it literally just an AR Pokemon game?
Yes.
That's really stupid. And you'll never open that.
No, man. Go in this dark alley and find Gyarados, and you're going to get stabbed in the neck.
Oh, I was walking through Ojibwe the other day with my iPhone, and I caught Pikachu. Oh,
you guys
that's what it is.
Can you battle?
Yes.
Oh.
You could be, like, at a fucking bar, and, like, you know, the game comes with this little pin. Like, you can go to the store and buy, like, a dollar, like, little
and where
pin to
people
wear.
Know that they play.
Buddy.
It'll be $39.99.
No, but you buy this thing, and, like, if you're walking around, like, you're going on a bike ride, Chad, and it just goes, like, bzzz, like, it means there's a Pokemon close to you. And you just fucking flip your hat backwards and get out your fucking iPod. Go catch that motherfucker.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, and like...
You thought of that joke beforehand.
Yeah, I did.
That was a good joke.
Okay, it's not based on proximity or GPS.
It is, dude. It's the not. Whole game
yeah,
is
I know,
geocaching.
Ash.
And we fucking... We downloaded that that company's last game.
Why don't love?
Dan. We downloaded the company's last game, and the whole thing is like, oh, go to Highbury and fucking Huron. There's a battle there. And there's like little portals and shit. That, anyway, it's this huge like
you played
GPS
it?
Game. Yeah, it was shit.
I haven't done anything.
It's really shit.
Anyway,
right?
It's a great idea. You can battle. You can trade. You can fucking I imagine like buy pester fucking balls and food and just go and catch fucking Pokemon. Anytime we're just like camping, it's like doo doo.
Oh boy!
Imagine you had nothing better to do.
You do have nothing.
That
better
is the
to
greatest.
Do.
When we got kids, we got fucking work. But other than that, like, I'm just saying, as a young kid, that's,
just gives me any,
that's
like,
better than
to
any
go for walks.
That's perfect for kids.
Yeah, man.
Going outside and, like everybody has a fucking iPad or something with them anyways.
And you're fucking wearing this pin.
Like, you're able to go outside.
The target market is. It's for kids.
Exactly.
How many people are getting hit by cars?
Saying it's awesome.
Staring
no,
at their
no,
phone
no.
walking.
That's already a problem.
He's fighting in the street. First kid dies from fighting Pikachu in the middle of the intersection.
Nintendo stock skyrockets.
Anyway, I think it's a good idea, but we can move on from Nintendo.
Well, Mario Maker
is one of the best game ideas
awesome.
Ever.
And it's 10 points in Nintendo's favor. So.
Let go.
It sucks.
What, just left the
They're
two?
Still 1,000 points behind, unfortunately, but good on you.
Tim is really liking it.
He's telling me right now to put the levels on in front of you guys. He wants you guys to critique his levels.
I don't
and
have
I wish,
believe you.
I know, he wanted me to bring it. I chose
that
Destiny.
One that he sent the video of was kind of crazy. Like, he spent hours figuring out the timing and everything.
What
are
you, just playing,
how
everything's
going to be.
It gives you the greatest, like, platforming
it's
tool ever and says, like, make your own platforming game.
And it feels so good to make a level in Mario and have the Mario tunes, and it looks and feels like Mario. It's very satisfying. It's really good. If we were all invested, it would be awesome. I'm going to bring it here one day in the next 6 months. We're all going to play his levels in 3 hours, and it's going to be a very small experience for all the time he's going to put into it, but...
I would never make a level.
Oh my god, I'd make so many.
You would. You're a fucking level
You have
maker.
To have time.
I'm not a level maker. I want created content for me.
I don't.
Have we used to make Smash Bros. Levels all the time?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
and they're the best fucking platforming games ever. Dude, there's like 100
Mario games.
Level challenge. We could like sit here and drink all night and play 100 levels and just pass the controller.
Of random Mario levels that have never been played before. Well, that have been rarely played before.
Yeah.
Limitless. There's more than you can
problem
play.
Problem is, like, Mario tunes, a lot of the people beers. That develop the levels, are they just trying to make, like, cool traps? Like,
they're Tim.
Like, we're fucking you up?
It's everything.
You can vote on it. You rate it. If it's shit, people rate it down, and it never gets shared. Because it goes to the bottom of, like, the you
yeah, should but it play could this get, level. It could get, like, a cool review based on...
Some might, yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like they're
free-flowing Tim follows Mario TJ, levels. Right? So, like, when TJ makes a level and puts it on the thing, she's like, so you just follow level creators. Like, if you find one you like, you follow the person.
I understand.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Social network of Mario games.
It's pretty cool. What else you got?
The Witness, January 26th.
So happy.
2016.
You actually are excited?
Chad's very excited.
I'm very excited.
I mean, if it depends on the price, really.
Anybody read the Polygon interview?
No.
It's really good.
If it's under $15, I'll buy it just on the merits of Braid alone.
I don't know.
Agreed.
I'll buy it because I'm going to wait for the review.
Interesting.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It's a 10.
It looks bad. But I don't know. I mean, who knows? Again, on the merits of Braid alone, I'll spend 15
bucks. It looks like the exact game that I want to play. Just like a totally solo, lonesome, discover, play your own way type game. That's what I'm...
It's those fucking snake puzzles that... Yeah, really concern me.
I was like, that's bad.
It's been on my top 10 for the last, like, 6 years.
Most anticipated? Well, now, next year can actually...
It's happening.
So I wrote this down. PS4, new controllers and shit. They put down, they put, like, a clear controller.
A clear one? A gold and a silver?
Yeah.
You got? Did you get the silver?
No, I got the 20th anniversary.
Which is
so it looks like the PS1.
Oh.
The gray.
Nice.
Fucking dope, bro. It's got the PS1 little home button. Whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like that old PlayStation symbol with colors. It's really cool.
That's groovy.
I like it. But, they have those hard drive covers, too.
I thought those were just
slide those out and put it out. No.
They're sweet. They look really cool.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, fucking, they had that blue on white. It's like, that looks amazing.
It did look really nice.
But then I bought the Destiny console. And I own it.
Is the console really nice looking? A white PS4.
It's really nice looking.
Yeah.
It's really well done.
The Destiny art is awesome.
Yeah.
That, like, line art.
Yeah.
And it looks
the little
cool.
Dots playing it.
I'm super jealous.
It's really cool. And they have physical buttons now, which I told you about earlier.
Yeah. That's
fucking hate.
But, like, it clicks. It actually physically, like, and they stick out. And I was swapping out the hard drives because I didn't want to delete
everything.
You
mentioned that
off the air. Yeah.
I was about to say, like, no, we talked about this. But, yeah, it was before you record. Sorry.
Sorry.
I just completely fucking train wrecked that.
But I pulled off the hard drive covers and, like, to take out the hard drive and whatever, so I didn't have to delete everything. I could just swap them out and whatever. All my save games.
Did you do that?
I did do that, but it didn't work. Because you have to have, like, I don't know what it was. I turned on the Destiny one and it said, like, please download the update in order for this to work. And I was like, fuck, piece of shit. Fucking work. So I downloaded an update onto a USB drive and it wouldn't read it off the USB drive. So I swapped them back. But the internal, like, components look totally different. Everything's set up totally different inside the new one.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know if, like, it's going to be more quiet. They figured out a better way to
Well, it might place just be cheaper there. Pieces are different shapes.
Well, yeah, they get, like, I don't know.
They don't take up as much space all of a sudden. The manufacturer no longer makes the fucking massive one.
Right,
so they just grab the smaller one. Wow, that makes a lot of sense.
But it's totally different inside. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, it does.
It does.
It's really
hey, congrats,
nice
man.
Too.
That's a fucking awesome piece.
And I'm excited to play Destiny.
I'm excited to play games on it.
New controller, though. Oh, I forgot how good it feels. It feels so good. There's
you
like,
feel like this?
You mean to have rubber on your fucking thumbstick?
No,
it's
like,
got like 10 hours in it. But
you know, it's a little worn. When you first get it, like
the,
all
yeah,
this.
Yeah, brand new feel.
Like this grain at the back.
It doesn't
like,
last.
Oh.
Yeah, but you also put in like long sessions.
I've killed I've killed this battery from like full charge to dead like 5 times. That's it.
It's fairly new.
It goes quick. They wear down quick.
What else we got?
I also have Mike.
That's all I got. Hands. Jay's news.
Yeah, I got some console wars. So my Wii U thing, my left thumbstick stopped working. The console was on for like 2 days and it stopped working and I thought it was busted. And I was really worried. I'm like, I want to play Mario Maker. So I went to the store, like, I'm going to buy a gamepad preemptively.
No.
You can't buy it.
No. No.
So this is well known, probably.
You can't buy it?
Can't buy it. Spare parts? No, we don't.
No, you know what? I think you can get it through Nintendo.
What right. if you broke
you the screen? You have to send it to Nintendo. Guess what it costs to go through, not EB Games, the one in the States. GameStop. $100 to fucking send it back.
When he, are wait, they just that's like a middleman at that point? Like, is this just a third party that contacts Nintendo for
you? It does. Yeah,
I would call holy fucking shit. Some.
I was going to call Nintendo myself. But I restarted my system, everything worked, and it was fine. But like, it was just like, how do you not sell spare parts? Every product in the world sells spare parts. I don't know, it just pissed me off. Like, Nintendo, -5 points.
Where do you buy like a spare part for a Sony controller?
You just buy a new controller.
Yeah,
you
can't new controller.
But it's not the controller, it's part of the console.
It's not a part of fine. The console. It's
the controller. Buy a new console. That's what they're forcing me to do. Anyways.
That is pretty crazy, because you hold crazy. That thing and you throw it. I throw the shit.
Yeah,
if
you
I
have
get pissed to, off, I'd like, smash that thing.
You have to wait.
Fuck. So you want them... Oh, okay.
You have to wait to send it back. Anymore. That's well, I don't the worst. One. Like, imagine having a console you actually want to play. Like, imagine it was PS4, and you have to send the whole thing back and wait. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's crazy is that it's not even available on, like, Amazon. I mean, they're already manufacturing these. They probably have a surplus of them.
Like not or even exclusively from Nintendo. Oh, you broke it? Though?
Yeah.
$100.
They've made a choice. One.
Yeah. But I like they can't market the product because then it looks like, hey, buy a second controller for no, your for your Wii.
You're right. You're right. And they don't want that.
But like it like repair remote for Wii U system on Amazon.
Yeah, just
no one's going to be confused
replacement
about that.
Have their distributors give you one and then you give them the broken one and then they can refurbish
it. I don't even want to give them the broken one, though.
So
I just
what,
want, like...
Is it a,
go to Nintendo.com and it says, like, replacement fucking Wii
I just don't
want to
wait 2 weeks. You know what
and
mean?
Then you buy one from the
site. Is it still broken?
No. I restarted. It was fine. It was just because, I don't know, it was on for too long or something.
I had on for 5 days.
Anyway.
Went through all of this pain,
my
and
kids.
All I did was turn
yeah,
it off.
It's customer service. I mean, that's
PC, the OG, the motherfucker.
That's digging deep into, like, the console's reputation, their customer service.
No. It's the fact that they don't offer spare parts.
A lot of places are shitty. Well, yeah, okay, fine.
It's they've now made a separate product, which is equally as valuable as the console. You have to rebuy the whole console. They pissed me off. Whatever, okay? Go with my gut there.
I hate it.
While I was at the store, Xbox 360, $319. No,
what?
Sorry, Xbox One.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've never seen it that cheap. I was like,
wait, I've seen it way cheaper than that.
$320?
$299, baby.
That is insane, in my opinion. Like, these are brand new consoles.
$299. I thought it was more than that. $349.
In the States?
In the States.
Oh, yes. Okay, $319 is really, really cheap. Okay, never mind.
It's a brand new console.
Yeah.
$320. You know, people are like, oh, I can't afford it. $320. You know?
It was the old one.
And then PS4 was $350, maybe. I don't know, it just kind of blew my mind a little bit. Yeah. So we come a long way.
Our dollar's worth opponent right now, so...
Yeah. Xbox One announced that,
seen any of that
they're releasing an update for the next month where some features are 50% faster.
Who is?
Xbox One.
Why?
I don't know.
Some features.
What are there some features?
No one cares. All right. We don't know.
Log into Facebook.
Maybe they're catching
50% faster. I don't.
Are you sick and
turn
tired
it
of
on
your Facebook
anymore.
App?
It's just sitting in there waiting for a game that's worthy of playing.
Your Xbox?
And yeah. It's a better console. Anyway.
It's not.
Did you call it a better console?
Fallout 3 is going to be backwards compatible
there's
soon.
There's loyalists.
On Xbox One.
Xbox loyalists out there. They're just there hanging on.
I was an Xbox fan.
It's
to
not
the
happening.
End.
We all were.
Hated Sony.
No, but
remember
like,
where
Xbox
it started?
One, like, no, like... Like turncoats.
That's right. Remember when the whole pain started? Was the
DRM
deal with it thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that did
like
yeah.
The rumors of it being online, and then that Microsoft engineer going on like, all these idiots like talking down to me. What are you saying? And just like hashtag deal with it. Like, whoa, like this guy's from Microsoft, and he just told everybody to fuck off.
Yeah. I do remember that.
And it's like,
Like, that was
how,
the split.
How
was
dare
like,
you?
It was like,
and they just fucking nosedived from there.
Yeah, it gave everyone like the like, okay, you have something to suspect. Like, question this now.
Yeah,
question
well, what's
what
going
they're
on?
Telling you. Yeah,
no,
what's going on?
Buy the game. Share it with your friend once if you've been friends for over 45 days.
What did
days.
The guy do? I don't play.
There was like rumors about like the district digital rights management like rules that exist on Xbox One, and Microsoft like danced around the story and danced around the questions and stuff like that. And then somebody just tweeted like, "Yeah, it's online and something."
It was an engineer for Xbox.
I'm tired of people.
And he was
fucking
just like
insane.
Talking to a friend. Yeah, he tweeted to a friend, just, yeah.
Hashtag deal with it. And then that leaked. That got, like, that went viral. And then, like, oh my god, first of all, so everything is true. And they don't, man, like, they don't even give a shit.
Yeah, like, the engineer behind the whole thing going, whatever, deal with it, this is where games are going. Type thing. And it was like, no fucking way.
Shit.
Oh, and so he didn't intend for it to go crazy at all.
No.
He was fired, he got, like, death threats, and he was like...
He's dead in a sewer right now.
He's dead.
And he was,
was fired.
Oh, yeah, he was fired.
Cost the company millions of dollars, probably.
Oh, yeah, like, that's where it started. And they just, like, fell from there really hard.
Yeah, they had the, they were the, PlayStation was the underdog, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
And then PlayStation just, like, we're not doing any of that. They love games.
They love us.
Yeah.
In addition to that, though, yeah, like, I don't know if... Didn't PS4 get announced first, and there was no, like, TV, PlayStation TV, it was all games, and...
No, I think they were, like, the day after, weren't they?
No, I mean, we were all like, oh, fuck, who
yeah,
cares?
February
like, Microsoft's going to be fine anyway. And then the Microsoft, and then they announced the Xbox One.
They're like, oh,
and it
TV,
was like,
TV.
Yeah, football, NFL, fucking
shit.
Record your home videos and shit.
I think they may have showed Titanfall. Like, what was that?
Was that a game they showed off for this fucking thing? And then it was like, home, like, shit. And then, yeah, like, it just got worse and worse fucking for Microsoft.
They're doing okay now. Their sales are picking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, no, most people think Halo. PlayStation is winning, but there is a loyal fan base to Xbox One.
So no, one's playing
no,
Halo.
No, sales suggest
it'll
they're
sell
winning.
Very well.
Like,
oh, really?
They are winning.
I mean, it will because
it'll probably set
Xbox.
It'll set records on the
PS4. Because
Xbox
everyone's
One.
Already bought PS4.
Xbox
right.
One.
Yeah.
And now they're starting like they already have a PS. I wonder. Yeah, like this
in the
it
past
won't,
6 months,
it won't
the margin
sell.
Is who already has a PS4.
Right. It's total. I'm talking about total sales, like in millions of units.
Oh, cool.
Past 6 months, Xbox maybe has taken. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyways,
it's outsold PlayStation 1 month since
that's
the launch of both consoles.
Was it the last month?
Yeah.
It was like July when fucking something came out.
Mm. So they're losing.
Yeah.
Big time.
Did you want to go on about
in Japan the, they've sold
no, was it?
Like 20,000 copies of Xbox One.
Since you guys gonna talk about Destiny? Sorry, Chad.
And PS4 is
we
just like
quickly,
like
millions. Over Destiny.
I don't know. I got a one-track mind. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Eat me.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying
you
to
talk about Destiny.
Get it done.
Eat. I want to play Destiny.
You want to talk about it really fast?
I don't really play much.
To us drone on for like an hour.
We could.
I can talk about just playing it without the Taken King update.
Do you like the changes they've made?
Yeah.
So do I.
Me too.
It's fucking.
We're done.
So they've completely taken out.
I got so many notes.
The leveling yeah. system means nothing anymore. It's just it's a requirement for gear.
We already know that. Everybody are, who's
let's say
that
the main
knows,
driver
let's
is still gear.
Is.
The gear.
Let's do
getting new
gear.
Gear has
absolutely
been so
yeah.
good. Like even
that's what brings anybody back.
So
I yeah. get some new sweet shit. Your guy looks fucking dope.
He does. Look,
if I can get my guy to look half like that, I'm playing the game.
Half as dope.
Half as dope as your guy looks, then I can do it.
Yeah. But I can do it.
Okay, so I put all the time in the world in that game. I played like 300 and something hours, I think, between the three characters.
Talking
maybe
to me?
More than this.
Are you talking to Zach right now?
I had all the fucking, every exotic piece of gear in the game that there was. And then this comes out. You get greens now, and they're better than the fucking gear that you already had. Why are you doing this to me? They just make faces
I'm laughing
and
he's
show
laughing.
Laughs. Alright, forget it.
Sorry.
I'm not talking anymore.
It was
Chad's
fault. Chad's fault.
Super Meat Boy is the best game I've ever played.
Come on! It was Chad's fault! Sorry.
I looked over and it was like seeing the ring face. He's just staring at Dan like I'm sorry. It was Chad's fault. He made me laugh.
I'm done.
I'll talk about some shit I like about it.
Cool.
Maybe Dan will join in. You're only making it worse,
bro. I don't want to ruin it.
Cool. Dan's so awesome.
I get what you're talking about.
That was, I'm sorry. I did it again.
That's the thing. I was like, you're talking to Zach right now, or you're talking to me. I was like, I know how you feel about this. Well, tell me more, Danny. Like, we've talked about this already. We played the game together talking about it.
Yeah, go on.
All right, what the fuck, man? What's happening?
Can I talk about it?
Am I getting attacked with bad vibes? Because I'm feeling it.
Let's go. Go, and I'll jump in if I feel like
right, it. Right, so I'm just going to talk about some shit that they changed that I think is fucking awesome.
Don't talk to me about it, though.
Shut up, Chad. I feel like I have to wait.
You're the only person who's in front of me. I don't want to turn like this and tell my story, okay?
I know. I was just being funny.
Okay, all right.
Sorry,
okay.
Boys.
It's good. You should download it. It's got new stuff.
Hey, we got some feedback.
Zach says it's on pretty good.
Should I read it? Maybe we start with that.
Yeah, read it.
No, for real.
Okay. Zach says.
Alright, he says, holy cow, guys, the Taken King is here and it is so amazing. I had my doubts, I had my fears. The story is excellent, capital letters. The boss fights during the story are so refreshing compared to the trash from the original. I don't want to spoil stuff.
Like, it is better.
How? The boss fights are way better. The story he oversells, in my opinion.
But you just shoot stuff.
The boss fights are better. There's like some dark scenes where like you're in a dark, you can't see shit. You don't even know where the boss goes. He doesn't go invisible. It's just dark.
You just have to keep an eye on your radar.
And there's a lot of cool...
That's cool.
It's a literally pitch black room.
You know like the thralls that are cursed that have light heads? They have some of those, so you can kind of see them. That's kind of their tell. But like, the other characters you can't see.
Awesome. And kill you.
And there's like shadow thralls that are really hard to see in there. The character himself disappears into smoke and then
reappears.
I wish
I hadn't played it with you guys.
He's like a giant demon with an axe.
The boss fights are very creative. And the Taken are amazing. Their design is cool. It's basically,
Oh, wait a minute. It's the King of the Taken?
The Taken, yes. King.
Oh, I thought, like...
I know.
The king was ripped from his throne or something.
I know.
I didn't know what it meant either. Yeah. That's what people thought when it came, like, Crota was the king. Like,
so, less interested now.
No. Okay, now hang on. This reminds me of Mortal Kombat. You know Mortal Kombat's like, oh, we have Scorpion. We got Sub-Zero. We got Reptile.
Yeah.
We got Sector. And they kept, like, repeating their guys. It's like they've taken all the characters and they morphed them into Taken. Oh, we'll just reskin them. But it's actually more than a reskin because...
They have absolutely, like, 100% different attacks.
Yeah. So when they die, they send those three, like...
Those guys? Those are the hobgoblins. Those are, like... They have two attacks. They snipe you
from... Did you get hit by one of the balls yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go...
It's darkness. Yeah.
It blinds you. Every time you fight
so much
a captain...
It's pretty cool.
If you fight a Taken captain...
It's really scary.
They Kamehameha you with, like, a... It's not even that. It's, like, bigger
spirit
than that.
Ball.
Spirit
dark.
It just...
The giant black ball.
What the hell did you say?
Kamehameha.
What is that?
Dragon Ball.
You never watched Dragon Ball Z one?
God, man.
No? Get out of town.
Oh, my
God. I thought, like, you were going to say something else.
No, I said...
stuttered? Come here.
Pretty common that I do this.
Go
no.
On.
Anyways, it's the whole,
if it hits you,
without
it's
saying
like
too much,
100% you're
super creative.
Yeah,
really.
Like, the way they die is creative. You look into like voids, like you're in the side of a wall. It's like you look into space because there's like a rip in I don't know space and time.
Are
that you
serious?
Through. And
you haven't seen any of those?
I've seen them open up, but I've never looked at it.
No,
like
you'll
that.
Go through the levels and like you'll go through areas that you've already been through in the game, but it's completely different. Everything's fucked up. And
there's
like,
space debris flying in from...
Oh, they show that like in the trailer.
Well, it's in
I
the game.
I don't know if that... Oh, that's fucking sweet.
You're just walking through
it
hallways and like
so
the wall
cool.
And the floor are just a hole and it's like space. You
but
see
the,
you fall
in the hole.
You can't. Which
you
is kind
walk
of sucks. But when you get into it's very disorienting.
Wait.
This sounds like
is
Prey.
Is it an actual hole?
It sounds
no.
Like Prey, but Prey did it better.
No.
Because you can walk
it's
through the
it's a window into space. And as
what
you
happens
approach
if you put your
it,
hand through the window?
You
like,
can
you
hit
shoot
things
it
that are coming out of it, like bones will fly out of it, and you can shoot them. and they'll move and they'll float as if like there's zero gravity, but it's not. It's not a hole you can fall into. It's just an effect on a wall to make it look
really cool. But it looks really cool.
What happens if you run directly into the wall?
You can't do anything. It's just a wall still. Don't downplay it.
Why is this the game I wanted to be? Hold on.
Stop. I'm just trying to understand.
Listen.
Move on. I think it's cool.
All it's doing is skinning something that already exists.
It looks fucking dope. And you have to see
it's unlike anything I've ever seen. No,
I'm sure it
looks
amazing. I'm sure it is amazing. I'm just curious what happens when you run into it. That's
can you go past Septic Prime?
Yes. And you can climb
for the first time
fucking antennas with those three balls on top.
Yeah, you do.
Well, like the ships that are...
You know, like the... There's like an antenna with three radar dishes on it. It's like in the distance.
Cosmodrome, okay. Obviously.
Yeah.
You go on that, you climb it.
I know they have towers with like the three balls, but they have the shuttles.
It's not a shuttle.
It's the three ball one. You literally it's like broken, it's decrepit, not that high. And you're climbing up of it.
It's pretty high though.
Well, it sends you in the elevator for 1,000 years.
You're looking up.
Oh, you can look down very far.
That's sweet.
You're not like right at the top.
I can't wait to fucking all next week. That's what I'm doing.
They've done a ton of cool stuff like that. Just every decision.
The absolute biggest thing for me is I enjoy doing strikes. Like, I don't generally play the game for PvP. I do enjoy Crucible. That was a lot of fun that I just did.
Yeah.
But normally it's PvE stuff that I really enjoy. So a lot of the times you're stuck doing strikes because, like, you've already done your Nightfall. You've already done your raid. For the rest of the week, you're just playing and hanging out with your buddies and playing the game. But you're playing strikes for me. Now what they've done is instead of making it... You just play the same fucking old strike over and over again. There's new enemies, like, that weren't normally in it. You'll be fighting the Taken guys instead.
At a minimum, every strike that you know now has Taken in it, and the battles that you kind of run through are now more intense.
It doubles the amount of strikes that there were because they play so differently. But there's new, bosses.
And they legitimately introduce 4 or 5 strikes.
Did you and I play the one, Vals to Ark map, where you fight the tank second?
There was no tank, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there was a Taken.
Where there's normally a tank, like, I'm ready for this fight. Like, I thought I knew how to do it because I've done it a million times. That enemy isn't there. It's a different enemy type. It's fucking cool. And that was a good fight. That was kind of cool. That thing was
just a massive Taken guy. Yeah, that was all right.
I've never seen one that big, though.
No.
What the fuck was that? It's huge.
Yeah, it was the invisible guy?
No, it's just like a big.
There was some weird thing, like, enemy. Just patrolling Venus without the Taken King download or anything. There were
There's like three guys
just showing up.
There's three guys on each planet that you have to kill.
Yeah, I made it all the way through Venus, like as far as I could patrol.
Yeah,
and then I killed some giant invisible dude at the end. Didn't give me shit. Give me a green or something, but
yeah.
Let's talk about the Dreadnought. We were on the Dreadnought today, discovering how cool the Dreadnought is. So the Dreadnought is like Saturn. It's basically a ship that's an enemy ship that's orbiting Saturn in its ring. It's created like a ring within the ring of Saturn.
It's dead space.
Based on the storyline. You'll kind of get to discover that when you play it. But you go on the Dreadnought, and I thought it was just like, it's a couple story missions, that's it. We were just exploring the Dreadnought, finding like weird chests that required keys. We stumbled upon
we found this weird thing.
Monster summoning area where people flock to, and we had like what, 8 guys by the end. We invited
Zach. There was more than that. They had like 2 full parties plus us.
You gather runes throughout the Dreadnought, which is full. Yeah, it's
no.
You remember going down to the moon for the first time into the underneath, and like just like feeling like you're discovering pockets that weren't part of the game, even in the demo before the game, when like or how did that work? There was like one mission you could play before the game came out, but you could explore the whole map.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. We're like, exploring this is where all stuff this shit. Is
gonna be.
Anyways, we stumbled upon all these guys fighting and summoning monsters in this one spot. And then we found out, like, these runes that we had been collecting through chests, you, like, offer them at this little small altar.
It was like a shrine.
And then you're the main guy who now summons a monster, and you get the prize of killing that monster. And you, as a team, just randomly assembled, kill that monster, and then you do it all over again. And it's not the same monster. It's, I don't know, 10 different
enemies. There was probably, like, 10.
And like one of them is particularly hard, like light level 300, which is the maximum. So I don't know, it's just this
based on the rune you get it. I think there might be 6 difficulties because there's 6 shrines. We've only done the first 3. You use this rune, like it's probably a common rune that you find. You can summon a beast and then everybody helps you fight it. You get the only reward
out of how many people?
Well, I mean, there was already a whole thing there. It's public. It's a public event when you jump in it. But they're repeatedly. They happen back to back to back. It's a giant,
massive,
massive multiplayer event.
You might even say it was massive.
Was there any downside co-op?
There was no downside to this co-op.
I think there was at least six of us, but I think more.
Was the space travel compelling?
If there was one thing I could say, there was no compelling space travel. But other than that, it was fucking flawless.
So that's pretty fun.
The point I wanted to make is like this dreadnought is like this whole like it's thing another, you just discover.
It's another planet, but it's more intricate. Yeah, it's like more shit to find out.
There's secrets in there.
My favorite lines of the Orange World, I guess.
And already, no as Destiny always does, there's an exploit right off the bat.
Oh, the exploit.
The exploit is great. So Xur is the guy who comes on the weekend and sells shit.
Yeah.
But he has this new item called Three of Coins. You don't know what it is. It's just like, okay, here's a new item. You read the description of what it does, and it's completely brand new. It increases the chance of getting an exotic drop from killing like an elite, like a boss of a level. So what you do is you buy 5 of them for 7 strange coins, which strange coins are their currency in the game.
Yeah.
They're kind of hard to come by. Like, you've used strange coins. You don't get them often.
No.
So, 7 of these for 5 chances to do it doesn't sound like much in Bungie's eyes, right? They're like,
yeah,
fine. But right off the bat, people are buying hundreds of these at a time, and you go to this one map where if you die before the boss, you respawn and you fight the boss again. So there's your yellow guy. So you pop this thing, you use it each life, and it increases your chance of getting an exotic. So you go in this room, you kill the guy. I'll be like, okay, TJ, he's
while low. Committing suicide.
He's low, like we get his health down to a sliver. So he's running around and like, hey, TJ, you can die. And then I'll kill him with a rocket and kill myself at the same time. So there's the chance of him dropping the exotic.
As you kill him?
As I die. So when you respawn, you're fighting the boss again. So you pop another one of these things, you do it. It takes like fucking 30 seconds.
But your exotic has already dropped?
It's on the ground.
It's waiting for you.
Now, remember before I said there's no yellows on the ground? There is now.
We've picked up 15 yellows in the past.
I've gotten...
How the fuck long have you guys played? It's been over a day.
I got on...
Yeah, but we used the exploit, right?
Like, I got online and guys are like, you want to get exotics right now?
You got like hours and hours of conversation right now. Well,
I played 15 hours probably.
I played all day today, like literally.
We played 4 hours today alone. You played.
Holy shit.
I played
15 today.
No, I probably played like 10 hours today.
Yeah. Anyways, the exploit is, I feel like it's not that big of an exploit because it's something they've given you. It's a tool that says when you face a yellow, you pop this thing and it increases the chance of the drop.
It's bad.
The exploit is the concept of killing yourself and starting right at the beginning of a boss. So you just do it really fast, right? You could buy 25 on Saturday when Xur's there, and then use all 25 throughout the week. I do 25 yellow boss battles.
Should start it.
But it just pumps them real fast. You grab like 6 yellows.
How did you find that scam?
Somebody, I came online and Steve's brother plays the game all the time, and he goes on like forums and stuff, and I don't know, Destiny News.
It's fucking crazy.
And he's like, you want to get free exotics? And I'm like, yep. He's like, hey, go to Xur, buy these things and come with me, like join my party. I do. My second try, I see a fucking, the first time in hundreds of hours of playing, I see a yellow Ingram on the ground.
Oh,
I'm like,
God. Holy
fuck. And I just told you, every yellow that I've ever gotten in the game, hundreds of hours of gameplay.
Is it a legendary?
Are now nothing. They're not worth anything. The damage on them is worse than greens that you get from Taken King. The gear is worse than greens. So it's like you get a new yellow, it's like, holy fuck, what is that going to be? We farmed 15
probably.
At least 15 of them.
Oh my god.
I got a helmet, I got the same set of arms like 3 times, plus a different set of arms, the same chest twice. How many guns?
It shows the holes, that like the original model didn't work. Like,
they're
all that planning,
they
like,
always, always find an exploit, like, immediately.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like, the whole, like, obviously the whole leveling up structure of that game, like...
Leveling up means nothing.
No, I'm just saying, like, you work so long, and you think you've got it nailed. Like, this is a new way to do RPG, it's a new way to level up, it's a new way to get investment. Massive teams of, like, learning about low-level, high-level investment, like, where the players are going to look, all this shit like that. Like, what they're going to want to do every day. And then it's like, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Change it.
Yeah.
And now the fact where, like, you can get yellows that are greens that are better than yellows, like, it just shows that, like...
Well, that's
it
because, was, like,
but, like, I like the fact that they don't roll over and die, right?
They restarted.
Like, let's
reset big time.
Well, not only that, there's different fucking actors. Like, they're fundamentally,
they
like,
reset,
going
but,
back
but
in.
But all of the things that they
it?
Got right are still there, and they're building upon all of it. It's like, Taken King is leaps and bounds better.
Yeah, than and what's Destiny. Crazy is that the turnover is 1 year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it didn't take them as long as it takes.
Bungie's huge to build in the community,
a new,
though.
No, but to build a new game, yeah. Like, okay, like, no, it didn't work. Let's go for fucking.
It's small Destiny changes 2. That mean.
No, they didn't do that. It's like, no, immediately. Course correct. Like, let's fucking refine this. And we're a year into what they say is a 10-year fucking investment. Right?
Actually, so, I think year one worked, and they said, how can we make this feel new for year two?
Yeah. I'm celebrating the fact that they're like, let's even if it's like the entire game, let's do it, let's fix it.
They didn't completely fuck up year one. Like, year one was good. They got a lot of things right.
It was a massive success.
I played it a lot.
It's huge.
But
I don't mean like successfully. I'm just saying like the game mechanic, they changed it, right?
They changed it.
There was a lot of complaints that it didn't become stale. Like, no, having to go back to the tower to cash in your bounties and stuff, that was just, like, a minor tweak that saved 10 minutes.
Yeah, of tedium that no one liked.
Yeah, it's like the downtime is the loading time. Let's take
that out, we can cash them at any point. That's huge.
Yeah, and what if every game...
They've made 10 decisions like that.
A lot of them do, but what if every game operated like that, where if it's not good at launch, like, we're going to make it right, you know? Like, you wouldn't feel that much worse about buying a shitty...
I don't think they've made it right. You're suggesting they got it wrong. They've just changed it such that... It feels new.
They have to make it feel new or people will get bored with it.
Yeah, they have to cheese your weapons so you restart, but still feel like, okay, your exotics have some purpose because you can somehow reuse them. Actually, year two, they've kind of...
Yeah,
there's very little reuse.
When you guys were laughing, I was getting on starting saying like how disappointed I was that all the time that I spent getting those exotics is now wasted. They don't mean anything. But I'm immediately hooked by like, well, I'm getting new stuff and it's better. Regardless of whether it's blue or green, I'm like, okay, and I have a new goal, and you play towards something, and it's like, it's brought life back to Destiny for me, which was completely dead.
Yeah.
It's good.
So they reintroduce, we talked about emotes and being like able to find new dances or some shit.
Yeah, I haven't seen one yet.
We haven't seen any, but they've introduced that clearly because they have an emote section now. We thought like, okay, why don't ghosts and marks do anything? Why can't I get new ghosts and new marks? They introduced that.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I'm trying to think what else they did that I thought was...
The new subclasses are all cool.
Yeah, subclasses are awesome.
I don't even... Actually, they are all cool. The Lightning Warlock is super sick. Your Fire Titan is super sick. And the Void Hunter is not as cool.
I don't know what it is.
You shoot an arrow.
Oh, yeah. They fucking advertise the shit out of that.
You shoot an arrow and it makes like a void. It's like Singularity, almost. And it sucks enemies around it into it. And then they're all dazed for a minute. And then if you kill one of those dazed enemies, even with your regular weapon, that's how you spawn your orbs of light.
Yeah.
Sounds like shit. Yeah.
It's pretty sick. I mean,
Singularity's awesome.
If you have a big group of enemies and you get to hit that, like...
Serious.
Like, every single one of them...
Is that what happens in multiplayer, too?
Yeah.
So you can get, like, a triple, just...
Yeah, they'll be, like, stuck, like, disoriented, slow-moving, stuck in, like, a cloud. And you're just fucking... Yeah.
I'll play it.
They introduced swords as heavy weapons now.
I don't even have one.
Swords?
Yeah.
Swords.
Like, that's your weapon.
So you can can you lunge?
It's like a one hit.
I don't know.
I got killed in the multiplayer with a sword.
Like you lock like, on? Like
what? I thought it was a special.
I don't think so. No.
It's just cool. It's like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if you had massive swords that you could find and then just, that's they're rare cool. And you just fucking hack people up in the multiplayer? Yeah, that sounds cool. And they put it in the game. So...
Well, there's a sword in the original.
I'm excited to play with you on the ego.
There's a sword in the Crota one.
Does it function the same way?
For it's a temporary pickup. It's like the Scorch.
Does it function like, is it the same mechanic?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Same exact thing.
I don't know, I haven't used it.
I guarantee you it is.
You go third person?
Yeah.
This is a separate podcast from the original.
No.
Right?
Somehow we put it together.
No, it's the same.
We played the game and you buy.
Either way, I'm really, really pleased. I'm back in.
Nathan Fillion is Captain Reynolds, by the way, in Destiny.
I know who he is.
No. In Destiny, they've made him Captain Reynolds. He's like this wisecracking guy who narrates half your stories, basically.
Yeah, like...
Every second thing he says...
People's complaints about Destiny were like, there's no story, there's no narrative. Like, it's just, who the fuck are these people I'm talking to? Well, they've made the story that you play now like a much more personal story, and like...
You get your own ship?
Yeah, you've always had your own ship.
No, I mean, like, your own, like, Normandy.
No.
Station.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. It's just, like, there's more narrative. And, that's like, cool. While you're doing a mission, you're hearing people talk to you about what you're doing. Like, it's just, it feels like a more finished product than what it did feel like.
Yeah. Spartan, we need you here.
I think it looks awesome.
And the multiplayer is fun. I just had a great match.
There's so many new maps.
Okay, so we're wrapping that up. Anything that, I mean, you hope you were on allrangemode.com leaving feedback.
Please do. Listen to the show. Tell us about what you like.
I'm just going to end it. So, my name's Joe.
Oh. Chad.
I'm TJ.
TJ was yawning. I'm Dan.
Yeah.
I'm Kyle.
All Range Mode out.
Okay, bye.
All Range Mode.
Cocula Fruits.